I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Charges have been dropped against 11 migrants arrested under Governor Greg Abbott's Border Security Initiative after the men told attorneys they were marched for about 20 minutes to a fenced ranch by law enforcement, then arrested for trespassing. According to an arrest affidavit, the men had fled on foot after a highway traffic stop by Border Patrol agents. The migrants later told attorneys that when they were found near the highway, officers made the migrants walk for about 20 minutes and climb, hands zip-tied, over a nearly 10-foot fence onto a ranch before they were arrested for trespassing by state troopers. Without video evidence or a written report of the August incident from the U.S. Border Patrol, the Val Verde County Attorney, David Martinez, Monday, dismissed the trespassing charges after the men had spent nearly 2 months in state prison. A Texas Department of Public Safety spokesperson said the migrants' claims were inaccurate and the fleeing men jumped a fence onto private property. A Border Patrol spokesperson said any suggestion that officers led migrants to private property so they could be arrested for trespassing is absolutely false. But the muddled situation is just one instance in which Martinez said he felt compelled to drop charges because of uncertainty over whether DPS arrests pass legal muster. Facing pressure from Governor Greg Abbott, who championed a new statewide law banning camping in public places, Austin officials in recent weeks have cleared out the city's most visible camps and sent a clear message to Austin's homeless population. They are no longer welcome to live in plain view. But Austin doesn't have enough housing or shelter space for the estimated 3,000 people experiencing homelessness. With few choices, many Austinites experiencing homelessness have been forced to retreat out of sight for fear of getting ticketed or arrested. For some, that means taking to the woods and pitching tents. Austin has faced increasing pressure to crack down on homelessness encampments after voters approved a May ballot measure reinstating a camping ban that the city council had nixed 2 years ago. As of Monday, Austin officials had issued 506 warnings and 130 citations under the ban. One person has been arrested but was put through the city's Diversion Community Court rather than being booked into jail. Republicans in the Texas Senate advanced legislation Tuesday to increase the criminal penalties for illegal voting. And in a search for an avenue to scrutinize the outcome of the 2020 election, they also advanced a bill that would clear the way for party officials to trigger county audits. Both moves reflect the Texas GOP's determination to press forward with efforts to tighten the state's voting laws, despite the absence of any evidence of widespread fraud or irregularities. And despite the Senate's efforts, both measures could still stall out. House Speaker Dade Phelan has indicated he is uninterested in taking up enhanced penalties for illegal voting. Meanwhile, the audit legislation is not on the agenda Governor Greg Abbott has set for the current special legislative session, raising questions whether it will move in the House either. Here's what else we're watching. Governor Greg Abbott is holding a press conference Wednesday on the border with 10 state governors. Check for updates at texastribune.org. As always, you can read more on these stories on our website. Or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Blockchain Summit. Join us in Austin to hear from senators, SEC commissioners, and policymakers about the ever-changing cryptocurrency market. Find out more at texasblockchainsummit.org.